Welcome to month 2, week 3 of the School of the Holy Spirit. My name is Brendan Case, and I'll be taking you through the school. You know, the Holy Spirit is our constant abiding companion. And in the School of the Holy Spirit, we want to come to personally know intimately the person of the Holy Spirit. We also want to experience what Jesus called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We want to learn how to move in the gifts of the Spirit and learn how to live our life in the Holy Spirit through personal and communal prayer. And lastly, we want to learn to move in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now in the School of the Holy Spirit, we're getting our hearts ready to be immersed in the river of life so that we will drip with the presence and the power of God. We're getting ready to be clothed with power from on high. Like Jesus said, you will be clothed with power from on high. And we are also getting ready for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In this week of the school, we're going to take an introductory look to the praising of God and the gift of tongues. Later on in this series, we're going to go further into these two. So this is, again, just an introduction to praising God and an introduction to the gift of tongues. This week in the school, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 is our focus scripture. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And if you look on your worksheet, you'll see that in the top right corner. And this is what the Word of God proclaims. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now that's Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And I would encourage you to go to your Bible and to mark that. And if you can, to memorize that. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. This week, we said we're going to take a look at praising God. Now, let's admit it, for a lot of us, the thought of opening up our mouth and praising God is a scary thought, especially if you're Catholic. Let's just be honest about it. A lot of us have a hard time speaking out our praises to God. But I've got a question for you. Who do you think makes it difficult for you to praise God? I'm going to give you two options, okay? Number one, is it God, the Holy Spirit, that makes it difficult for you to praise God? Or number two, is it the enemy? Who makes it difficult for you to praise God? The Holy Spirit, number one, or number two, the enemy? I think I'm going to go with number two, the enemy. It's the evil spirit that makes it difficult for us to praise God. You might not know this, but he, the enemy, whom we call Satan now, before he was Satan, he was Lucifer. And do you know what his ministry was in heaven? He was the highest of the angels, and his whole existence was to praise and to worship God. So that's why he would make it difficult for you to praise and worship God. He's been kicked out of heaven. He doesn't sit in that place of anymore of leading the praise and worship of God. He hates the praise and worship of God. So that's exactly why when it comes time for you to praise God, he's right there saying, don't do it. You're going to look really silly. You know why also? He wants you to get your eyes on yourself. Isn't that the way of the devil? He wants us to get our eyes on ourselves and not our eyes on God. And what you praise is what you focus on in life. What we love is what we focus on, isn't it? And we're getting ready for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're getting ready to allow the Spirit of God to come upon us. And so we want to get our tongues ready. We want to release our hearts to God so that we're getting our eyes off ourselves and getting our eyes on God. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the first one, a big thing in the spiritual life is about getting our eyes off ourselves and getting our eyes on God. We want to release our hearts to love on the Lord and make place for him within us. And secondly, we want to release our tongue to him so that he can lord over it and bring forth the gift of tongues. Now, praise is the releasing of our heart to God. When you praise someone, you get your eyes off yourself and you get your eyes on them. You praise what you love. You praise what you notice. For example, some guys so love cars that that's all they talk about. They're praising cars. Some amazing car goes by and those guys just go on and on and on and on talking about those cars. And we don't have a problem with that, do we? Some people, you know, it's sports. Some people, I don't know what it is. It's their dog. And they just go on and on and on and because that's what they love. And maybe one of the things that is the problem here is that we don't have our eyes set on God. We don't realize how beautiful he is. Because if we did, we would praise what we love, and it would be him. Isn't that not what the Christian life should be about? Getting our eyes off ourselves and onto God. Isn't the Christian life about loving God? Isn't the Christian life about noticing God? You know, I love my wife, Andrea, and as I'm recording this teaching, she's blessed our family with 7 children. She's actually about to give birth to number 7. She sacrificed her body over and over and over so that we could have children in our family. And I'm so grateful for that. I really love my wife. And the other day I was sitting in my chair and Andrea went walking by. Now, in a month and a half, she's going to be giving us a baby. Can you imagine that her stomach's a little, like, round and sticking out? It sure is. And she went walking by, and I looked at her, and I grabbed a hold of her hand, and I pulled her down onto my lap, and I said, "Baby, you are so beautiful." And she put her hands on her belly, and she said, "But I'm so fat." And I said, "Yeah, I love it, baby. I love it." You see, when you love somebody, you get your eyes off yourself and you start looking at them and you start appreciating their beauty. And that's what praising God is about. It's about getting my eyes off of myself, getting my eyes off on him. Now, what if Andrea would have walked by and I would have looked at her and I would have thought about her beauty and I wouldn't have said anything? Do you think that she would have been able to appreciate then how much I love her? I needed to speak it out, didn't I? I'm going to suggest to you that it's the same way with praising God, is that we need to speak out our praises to God. We're going to go further into this on another teaching, but let me ask you a question. Why did God give you a tongue if it was not first to speak out his praise? Now, we get to use our tongues for a lot of stuff. We get to say a lot of things in life, don't we? But when it comes down to it, why did God make that tongue if it wasn't first to speak out his praise? And you can say, well, you know, I could just sit here and I could think about how wonderful God is. Well, that's great because that'll warm your heart. I don't have a problem with that. But eventually it's got to come off your tongue. And you say, well, God reads my mind because God knows everything. Then why did God make you with a mouth? If that's the case, that we could just think about praising God and praise him from our hearts, and it's a quiet, personal thing. Well, I got another question for you. Who do you think wants you to keep it quiet and personal? I don't think that's the Holy Spirit. I think he wants you to speak out the praises of God. Let's take a look now at the difference between praising God and thanking God. Praise is directed to who God is within himself, and thanksgiving is for what God does. Praise is for who God is. Thanksgiving is for what God does. Praise sounds like this. You are God. You are the Most High. Blessed be your name. You are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are the one true living God of Israel. You're the first, the last, the Alpha, and the Omega. I praise you. I bless you. I lift up your name. You are my Father. You are my Savior. You're my constant abiding help, Holy Spirit. You are the most holy Trinity. So that's praising God. You could also, when you praise God, you could turn to his attributes. For example, you are all powerful, you're all knowing, you are present everywhere, you are love, You are all good and all kind. You are immutable, which means unchanging. You're eternal, and from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. See, this is about who God is. Another great way to praise God is by reciting his names, especially the Hebrew names of God. For example, you are Elohim, the Creator God. You are Yahweh, I am who am. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God who is able to do as he's promised. You are El Elyon, the Most High God, for there is no God like you. You are Yahweh Yireh, the God who sees the needs and provides. You are Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals. So there's the Hebrew names of God. And with this series, you should have received a booklet called Entering with Thanksgiving. If you don't have it, go to my website, brendancase.com. And when you go to School of the Holy Spirit, under Tools of Growth, School of the Holy Spirit, there's a booklet called Entering with Thanksgiving. And you'll find all the Hebrew names of God listed in that booklet. You also find titles for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so you can use that book. You can open up that book and use that book during your praise time. Praise also sounds like this. You know what I love about you, Father? And you go on to list the things. You know what I love about you, Father? You're always constant in your love. When I'm unfaithful, you're always faithful, God. I praise you, O Lord. So that's another way of praising God. Thanksgiving is for what God has done. For example, thank you for saving me. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for your mercy whenever you forgive my sins. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for providing for me. Thanksgiving, you can also do it like this. Father, I am grateful for, and you fill in the blank. I'm grateful that I have eyes. I'm grateful that I have ears. I'm grateful, oh God, that I can breathe. You know, there's so many things to thank and praise God for. So I want to encourage you to start praising and thanking God. Praising and thanking God allows the Holy Spirit to sanctify our language. In Proverbs 18:21, the Word of God says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let me read that again. This is a really important scripture. I would look this one up. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. When you use your tongue for the praise of God, you are releasing your tongue to bring forth life. Listen to this principle again. The tongue has the power of life and death. When you speak forth things of life, guess what comes back to you? Life. When you speak forth the things of death, guess what comes back to you? This is a really, really important scripture. Proverbs 18:21. I would get this one down. Living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ is living in the kingdom of God that is imbued with the culture of the Holy Spirit. And each culture has a language, doesn't it? The language of the kingdom of God is speaking in tongues, and the music and the poetry of the kingdom of God is giving praise and thanksgiving to the Most Holy Trinity. One of the greatest ways we can release our heart through the tongue is by receiving the gift of a heavenly prayer language, the gift of tongues. This gift is the gift that most concerns people about the charismatic renewal, the gift of tongues. Many people have an aversion to the gift of tongues. And I don't think it's so much theological. I just think it's not that we have a problem with the theology of the gift of tongues. Maybe it is that we don't know the theology. What I think it is it's a spiritual problem also. I really think that our aversion to the gift of tongues is a spiritual problem. And this is what the problem is. We don't want to be out of control. And when we hear people praying in tongues, I think a lot of times we think that person's out of control. When someone is praying in tongues, it really does look like they're out of control. Yes, someone praying in tongues. I want to say this. Yes, when someone is praying in tongues, they are out of control. But they're under the control of the Holy Spirit. Remember we said this in a prior session that Christianity is about being out of control so that we can be under the control of the Holy Spirit. And this thing about the gift of tongues, boy, you want to be out of control. Surrender to the gift of tongues. You'll be out of control, but you'll be under the control of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul writes in Romans 8, 26 through 27. Romans 8, 26 through 27. The Word of God says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. These groans and moans that's spoken of in this passage, these groans and moans are the gift of tongues. It is the Holy Spirit that's doing the praying when somebody prays in tongues. It's not the mind of the person that's praying. It is God, the Holy Spirit, that's doing the prayer. The believer is out of control when they pray in tongues, but they're under the control of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul expressed his desire for us in 1 Corinthians 14:5. He said, I would like that every one of you would speak in tongues. I would like that every one of you would speak in tongues. He also goes on to say that he would rather have us all prophesying. And we're going to talk about the gift of prophecy in another session. But he says right here, I'd like every one of you to speak in tongues. In Mark 16:17, the Lord Jesus says, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons, and they will speak in new tongues. I don't think this speaking in new tongues that he was talking about is to speak another language, because for the apostles, they already spoke things like, we know, Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. So they already had this ability. He's not talking about an earthly language here. That the sign that will accompany those who believe in my name is they'll speak in tongues. Well, my gosh, a Buddhist could speak another language. Somebody from India could speak French. A Buddhist from India could speak French. That's not what Jesus was talking about. He was talking about a heavenly prayer language. And the Lord Jesus says that the speaking in tongues is a sign that should accompany you as a believer. I'm just saying what Jesus said here in Mark 16:17. What is the gift of tongues? It is the heart overflowing through the tongue to praise God and petition for his people. It's not a matter of the mind, it's a matter of the heart. It is the soul willingly surrendering to the operation of the Holy Spirit in a man's spirit expressed through the body. So it's the soul surrendering to the Holy Spirit in your spirit, which is then expressed through the body. So praying in tongues involves the whole entire person. Everyone receives their own prayer tongue. Your language is your personal language between the Father and you. The devil doesn't understand when you pray in tongues. And according to Romans 8:27, when you pray in tongues, you're praying according to the will of God. And when we pray in the will of God, things get done. So you want this gift of praying in tongues. In 1 Corinthians 14:15, St. Paul says that we can also sing in tongues. So he says, so what shall I do? Shall I pray with my spirit? But I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with the spirit, but I will also sing in my mind. So we also can sing in tongues. You know, seriously, I'm not sure why you wouldn't want this gift. Why would somebody not want the gift of tongues? Christianity is about surrendering one's life to the lordship of Jesus. Christianity is about living out of the power of the Holy Spirit, not out of one's own power. Christianity is about being out of control, but being under the control of the Lord Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And next week in the School of the Holy Spirit, we're going to ask the Lord Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. We're going to start by out loud praising and thanking God. And then we're going to open our hearts to a fresh inflowing and overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. So get yourself ready. This is going to be an immersion in the river of life. God bless you.